We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We began this afternoon with that manhunt that's underway after two women are shot in Queens. Gunfire heard around 8:30 this morning in what police are suggesting might have been a domestic, which ended up leaving one woman dead and critically injuring a neighbor. Cops believe they know the suspect's identity. 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOria leading the broadcast live from Ridgewood this afternoon. Carol.
And Larry, this was a wild shooting. It was in a third floor apartment on Fresh Pond Road near Palmetto Street in Queens. Now, the 51-year-old woman was shot and killed by a man she knew. The nature of the relationship isn't clear, but she died shortly after 11 o'clock this morning. It was a domestic dispute. A 48-year-old woman who lives one floor below heard the commotion and went upstairs to see what was going on. She knocked on the door. The police say a man opened it. He argued with her, and then he allegedly shot her one time, and she ran. She went back down to the second floor to get away from him, but he followed her, and the police say he shot her a second time. That 48-year-old woman, she is in critical condition. As I said, the 51-year-old woman passed away. She was an 11-year employee of the NYPD, a civilian administrative aide in the Information Technology Bureau. And so at this point, the search is on for the shooter, 55 years old. That's all we know about him. But the police know who he is. They just need to find him. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds Live in Queens.
Okay, Carol, and our thanks to you for that. Stay with 1010 Winds for the very latest developments, folks. Well, we got a graduation controversy now on our hands. Folks, there's a DOE policy which basically says kids can graduate and walk across the stage whether they're vaccinated or not. But if a parent or a guest isn't, guess what? And today, people are like, you mean to tell me I worked 12 years to get this boy through school and you're telling me I can't watch him march? Winds family, you already know what mama's thinking, right? Glenn Shuck with the story now.
Now, when it comes to graduation ceremonies and COVID protocols, the DOE website, most recently updated on this issue April 13th, says that whether the graduation is indoors or outdoors, all non-student attendees, meaning family and friends, must show proof of vaccination of at least one dose. But when I asked the mayor about this, he said no decision's been made.
I mean, I don't know where the rumor came from that a determination was made already. That is not true. There was no official report that came from the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. We will roll out an announcement on exactly what we're going to do.
And when I asked him again when that decision is coming,
when they're ready to do the announcement, we're going to do so.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds at City Hall.
Like our Stan Brooks used to say in his big City Hall voice, stay tuned. We'll let you know the final word on that one. The latest numbers show six pedestrians killed now, three seriously hurt in New York City traffic incidents over the course of a week. That puts traffic deaths up by 44%. But folks, the latest played out on Mother's Day, a woman fighting for her life at one point after a hit-and-run rampage at 8:30 in the morning in South Jamaica. Police say the driver of a stolen truck, follow me here, tried to make a U-turn on a dead-end street, started to slam into parked cars as people walked out their doors and tried to tell this guy, hey, stop. Cops say when the victim walked out towards the truck, he floored it, slamming into a parked SUV, which eventually ended up pinning her between two cars. Cops found the abandoned truck about a mile from the scene in front of a church. Surveillance footage shows the driver calmly walking away, the woman in critical condition now at Jamaica Hospital while police continue to search for this guy. Well, now that it looks like the nation's high court is about to get rid of Roe v. Wade, two New York lawmakers are getting behind a fund that'll provide reproductive care services to those who can't afford it. Here's Roger Stern to explain.
State Senator Cordell Clear is sponsoring the Reproductive Freedom and Equity Program in the Senate. It would make abortions more affordable for women both in-state and from other states where the procedure would be restricted.
The Supreme Court will not take New York, New Yorkers, and anyone who enters our borders seeking refuge, comfort, and empathy back to the Stone Ages.
Attorney General Tish James had been calling for this.
The legislation establishes a fund that the Department of Health will oversee to provide funding to abortion providers.
The money would be used to subsidize the cost of abortion care, as well as help defray travel expenses. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in the Financial District.
Meantime, the FDNY says he's not one of ours. A video which made the rounds during abortion protests over the weekend showed a guy taunting pro-abortion rights protesters outside a church. He was wearing a jacket with various FDNY logos and an America First cap, telling a woman they do not have a choice in having children. The FDNY issued a statement saying the individual in the video is not a member of the FDNY and his comments do not represent the views of the FDNY. They're investigating. And then there's this. Folks down at the protest sort of figure this guy was a loony, certainly not FDNY, when he allegedly told one lady, "You don't have a choice to have a baby or not. Your body is mine. You will have my baby." Okay. The video went viral, and it says here some far-right members of Congress, namely Paul Gosar and Marjorie Taylor Greene, actually reportedly call the guy a hero. Well, if you're looking for a job and claim you can't find one, especially grown children, then you better not let your folks find out about this. Coney Island businesses have a job fair going on this week ahead of a busy summer season. We're talking tons of jobs. Now, listen, these aren't CEO jobs or fancy gigs that'll let you move out of your parents' house and get a little cottage for weekends up in the Hamptons. No, that's not this. But they're jobs. It's something, right? Alexandra Silversmith with the Alliance for Coney Island was on Newsline with Bridget today.
We have over 400 positions available at this event.
Wow, that's a lot. And where?
So they're at Dino's Wonder Wheel Amusement Park, Luna Park in Coney Island, Live Nation at the Amphitheater, and Coney Island Brewery.
Yeah, they're doing it today and tomorrow from 10 to 3. The jobs include cashiers, ride operators, and food service workers. It's something to do, right?
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.